My audio equipment is going haywire, but it doesn't matter. It's time for episode number 22 of the ATA Nation Podcasts.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast. This is episode number 22. My name is Master Zach Hayden, and I am your host. Ladies and gentlemen, if anything sounds weird in today's episode, it's because something has happened with my audio recording equipment. I have no idea what it is, and it's causing me a lot of headache. And I have a new son who is just a few days old, and so, you know, not a lot of sleep or time to figure out what's going wrong with this audio equipment right now. But don't worry, we will make sure we get it fixed soon. Hopefully, on your end, you are having no difficulties hearing our great show today. Now, before we get started with our special guest, I want to do a little upcoming event.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Worlds is out of the way. We are on for the 2021 Fall Nationals in Little Rock, Arkansas. Registration is available right now. Go to the atamartialarts.com website, get registered, book your hotel, check out the schedule of events. We have not one, but two awesome master's ceremonies this year at Nationals. There's all kinds of awesome curriculum on here, cool stuff for Nationals. Make sure you check it out. Also, in addition to Fall Nationals, it has just been posted that we have the new standings. The points have been released for the standings for this new year. Very exciting. You have 30 days to double check all that information to make sure that your points are accurate, they're correct. Do not just rely on the places that are listed in your profile. You have to go to the actual standings, look at those standings, and make sure those points are correct. If they are not correct, you have 30 days to fix those. One of the reasons they may not be correct is that your ATA membership was not active. Maybe it had lapsed. You didn't get that membership taken care of when you participated in a tournament. And if that's the case, you need to also make sure that you fix that and then contact the tournament department to make sure that they have corrected that update. Okay, so just renewing your ATA membership does not qualify as having they won't just fix the points then. You have to contact ATA headquarters. You got to let them know that you have updated your ATA membership and they need to go back and get those points for you. Okay? So make sure you check out Fall National information. Registration's up already for that at ATA Easy Sign Up. Go to the website, check it all out, and then make sure you check your points, check your totals, make sure everything is up to snuff. If you don't know what points are awarded for different kinds of tournaments, different kind of events, all that kind of stuff, you're going to need to go to the tournament rules section of the website and check those out because that has all of that information. Now, moving on, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest today. We have none other than Nathan West on the show today. Actually, that's his stage name, but we'll get into that in the interview. Let's get started.
Special guest interview.
ATA Nation, we have with us Mr. Nathan Bilyeu. How are you today, sir?
I'm good, sir. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Now, there are some of ATA Nation that know you because you're an ATA student, but we wanted to have you on specifically because you have this alter ego, this Nathan West, who is a recording artist. Can you, first of all, give us just a little information about this other persona that you have?
So, the summer of the pandemic, we decided to write a song to cheer people up. So, before that, actually, I released a cover of Into the Unknown from Frozen onto some streaming sources, but we finally wrote an original song during the pandemic.
That's awesome. Have you been into to singing and writing for a long time? Is this something new for you?
Oh, yes. I have been on the stage since I was 3 years old in musical theater.
Oh, what kind of musicals have you been in?
I was in Mary Poppins, I was in Beauty and the Beast, Peter Pan, Little Mermaid, Wizard of Oz.
You've got the full Disney credentials then, it seems.
Yes, very much.
Well, we're going to come back to this this song that you wrote in a couple of minutes, but first tell us about your ATA background. You're a member of ATA Nation. Your parents are club owners. Tell us a little bit about your ATA history.
So I was about 3 years old, and it was a uniform kid. You're going to class. My parents are club owners here at Sulphur Springs, and I'm now a first degree black belt.
Excellent. So you have basically been in martial arts since, you know, you were born.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah. Are you involved in the club there? Do you take part in helping?
Yes, actually. I help around with the Tigers on Friday night.
That's awesome. Very cool. And what about, so you, last year we had this crazy pandemic. You decided to write this song. Give everybody a little bit of understanding of what this song is about.
Yes, sir. My song is called Bright Side, and it was inspired from the time where actually our ATA club had shut down and we had no revenue, and it was really scary because all the groceries were gone. It looked like it was going to be a real struggle to live and to work, and our business was shut down. And through all that hard time, I realized that we all needed some encouragement. So I thought I would write a song that would encourage people when they're having a bad day through that pandemic. So we wrote the song Bright Side. We released it in March 26, 2021.
That's awesome. And what was that process like? Most people have no idea what it's like to write a song, and then you got to record it and do the music and everything, and then get it on streaming services. You know, for you, what was that like?
Well, I can share a funny story about the songwriting process, where rhymes are a big part of the song, more than you would think. And we were trying to write, me and Sadie Evans, I'll mention, she is my help and lyricist, and I thank her so much for the help on my song. And we were trying to rhyme with an ite syllable, and we could not, and it took us forever. We went through, at least I have a slice of pie, or, oh no, I spilt my last can of Sprite. We also recorded with Grammy recording artist, the Shredder, Brad Davis, and he helped us, he built the track, and he helped us record and helped us put our song out onto the streaming services.
Well, that's awesome. So it sounds like you guys must have some musical connections. Am I mistaken in that you have some musical background in the family as well?
We have both musical backgrounds. My parents are both music teachers. My mom teaches piano, my dad guitar, and is a teacher at Saltillo, and they both have music degrees.
Ah, so it definitely runs in the family.
It definitely runs in the family, sir.
Do you have any plans to continue to produce music or to make more songs?
Well, sir, now that you mention it, there is a song on the back burner about to release. can't give a specific date, but we're working on it now.
Oh, that's awesome. Very cool. So what would you say to other people who, you know, you did something really amazing during the pandemic? You know, people were sad. They were just, you know, it was a scary time for people. You wanted to help people, encourage them, see the bright side of things. What encouragement would you give others who kind of might have a time of their life where they're just like a little down or whatnot? You took that time and created this amazing thing. Do you have advice for other people?
I have to say, really, if just whatever comes from your art, that's where Brightside came from. It was a true experience and it was things we're all feeling. And that's my encouragement, that it just needs to come from your heart and you're going to be on the bright side someday. Seems impossible sometimes, like it did in the middle of 2020, but we're going to be on the bright side. Things are going to clear up.
Exactly. That is great advice. Do you feel that having been part of, obviously your family, lots of music background, do you feel that being part of martial arts, being part of ATA Nation, has helped give you some of the belief, some of the courage, to pursue some of these ideas and these endeavors of writing music and producing stuff?
Well, yes, sir. I work a lot in kind of the business. We work on goals. We set goals. We set achievable goals, and that's what you have to do with the music business. Obviously, on your first song, you're not going to get a platinum play, you know, 1 million listeners. You got to work on realistic goals, and you release songs, then you release a song, and you try and get bigger as you go.
That's awesome. So what might be one of your next realistic goals for your music career?
My next goal is to release my new song.
Awesome. I love it. And if somebody is looking to kind of find your songs, where would they look to find and listen to your music?
So you can find my song available for purchase on iTunes. You can also find my music video and the audio itself on YouTube and on Spotify.
And they would not look up Bill Yu as the last name. It's West.
Oh, no, sir.
And
they would look me up as Nathan West, which is my stage name, artist name.
Your artist name. Is there a story behind that, or did you just pick a cool last name for that?
So my middle name is West Lee. Ah. It is a British spelling. And we decided to take Wesley and make it West because Bill Yu is very hard to pronounce and very hard to spell.
Yeah, it is. I know I did a shout out to your dad on the podcast one day, and he was pretty impressed that I got the last name right. So I was proud of myself for that one. So West is definitely easier to find on iTunes and YouTube and stuff.
Well, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's I like the kind of hidden story behind the last name then too. That's pretty cool. ATA Nation, this is a great story of a young man. How old are you, sir?
I am 13 years old, about to go into 8th grade.
About to go into 8th grade. Have you guys started school for the new year yet?
Next week.
Oh, so you excited about it?
Yes, sir. It's going to be fun time.
Yeah. Did you have what was your school year like last year? Did you have a regular school year? Did you have a kind of a mixed back and forth, lots of masks, lots of quarantine?
We had a fairly normal school year. I got quarantined once and it was pretty hard to function with all the mask stuff, but that's all gone now, hopefully.
Bright side, right?
Yes, bright side, sir.
Exactly. Well, good luck with your new school year. You will have to let us know if or when your new song comes out so we can make sure we let ATA Nation know about that. And I think what we'll do is I'm going to send a link to the song out to our insiders. So if you're not an insider, you need to make sure that you text us 260-250-3975 so you can be an insider. You can, of course, search it on your own, but you know, you want to be an insider as well, right? I know your dad is, so.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Awesome. Well, sir, enjoy your day. Thank you for your time, and thank you for the encouragement to ATA Nation with this song that you created. And it's just inspiring to see individuals out there pursuing their dreams, taking action, not just sitting around and waiting for things to come to them, but looking at the bright side. Great example for everybody, sir.
Well, thank you, sir. Thanks for having me on the show today.
We are happy to have you. Good luck with this song. We can't wait till it comes out.
Thank you.
Now, in the interview, I mentioned that you needed to join the insiders to get a clip of the song, but I decided that we're just going to put it in. I got permission to put the whole song here in the podcast. So, ladies and gentlemen, ATA Nation, enjoy Bright Side.
Looking on the bright side. Some days you might wake up in the darkness, searching for the things you haven't found. All your dreams feel out of sight, acting like your hands are tied. But don't give up, don't stop feeling hopeless. Give it a chance and the world will spin you out into the light. On the bright side, you'll see a better side to everything. Victories are sure to come your way. You'll learn that broken can be fixed and chances are not missed. You'll be amazed what you find. Looking on the bright side. Sometimes it's
how cool is that? Love to see people out there in ATA Nation taking the confidence, taking the life skills they've learned and applying those in other parts of their life. How awesome. If you know of another story similar to this or a member of ATA Nation out there doing some really cool things, let us know. Send me a text message. You can join the insiders. All you have to do is text the number. Hold on. I didn't have it pulled up. I told you, I got all kinds of audio issues today, guys. I am so sorry. It is really causing me some troubles. Join the insiders. 260-250-3975. Really would appreciate that. Also, hey, if you want to follow what Nathan West is doing, Nathan Bilyeu, check out his Facebook page, Nathan West on Facebook. You can find that Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap up our episode today. Please subscribe and share this with a friend. We would really, really appreciate it. Until next time, make sure you are out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Okay, guys, this is a super secret part of the podcast, and I really have no idea if you guys can even hear me. My computer is just doing some weird stuff. Everything looks like it's working right, but it's just, I don't know if it's extra quiet. My headphones won't give me the audio that it always gives me. I haven't messed with the equipment. I don't know. It's really kind of stressing me out, and I don't have time for that because Hezekiah Russell Hayden was just born, and you know, two kids in the house now, under the age of two. And that's a little, you know, I need some sleep. So, okay, guys, talk to you later.